Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, welcome to the new year.
Happy New Year, Dr. Paul.
Very good. Mm. And we're going to start off with a good story, with our fingers crossed as usual.
Exactly.
We never know how long our good stories will last. But we want to talk about a gentleman that I had met, several times, and I've had a few conversations with, and that's the former mayor of New York City, Giuliani.
That's right.
But he was on the news yesterday, and he came up with a really interesting analysis of about our friend Assange. And we liked it, and we hope it gets somewhere, and we want to encourage it. But it's Giuliani says Assange should not be prosecuted. And he gave a pretty good legal explanation to this. He says he's a journalist,
yeah.
And he didn't steal anything. And he says it's very similar to New York Times not being penalized for publishing the Pentagon Papers. So that's the argument right there. It should be over and done with. For this to go on so long, this was the seventh Christmas that Assange was in this embassy.
Disgusting.
And there was a suggestion in one of the articles, you know, we need to get something done. His health is starting to fail. And I would say that if his physical health is maintaining, I don't know how you maintain your, you know, mental health as well. And when your mental health is challenged, so you have to have a strong character to survive this type of thing. It's the unknown. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to get out, and you know, what's going to happen here? So, of course, we welcome this. It's a good idea. Trump in the past has said good things about Assange, you know, giving out information. But the overriding concern I have on an issue like this is that governments per se, all governments are based on force, and all governments hate that force and violence, to be unchallenged. And therefore, whatever truth tellers aren't their friends because they're always maneuvering, manipulating. And I guess there's never been a pure government, but some are less pure than others. So but Assange was one that for various reasons. I think he was driven by journalism and modern technology that he was going to reveal things that we thought were very important. So to me, it's good news. I sure wished we could do something to encourage it. I guess if any of our viewers or listeners have any ideas how to get the message out and they agree with us that this is a good move, we should get as many people saying they support this as we can get.
And, you know, what he said is very good. But it's really no surprise WikiLeaks is a publisher. Just because they don't put out a newspaper, actually, newspapers nowadays don't put out newspapers. They publish online, which is what WikiLeaks does. They do the same things. They cultivate sources. They receive material. Some of that material is stolen material. As Giuliani pointed out, the Pentagon Papers was stolen material. But he also pointed out a lot of other things. What about the information about Abu Ghraib? That was classified material that we were not supposed to see, but in the public interest to let the American people know what was being done in their name, that people were being tortured and humiliated and murdered who were innocent people, it was in our interest to know, just like it's in our interest to know what our government is doing in our name. And Giuliani, you know, he did nail it.
You know, from the very beginning, I was always fascinated with this because it seemed to be so extreme, doing something we shouldn't be doing to anybody, but so extreme because he's not an American citizen. He's talking about our government, but how many people around the world talk about our government and release information, good, bad, lies, innuendos, and it happens all the time. But how often do we go and decide that we'll indict him? You know, the indictment is a little bit questionable, but it seems like either purposely it was leaked or it was leaked, and it looks like most people agree that he probably has been indicted by our government. So here we go. We have a journalist from Australia who deals with all foreign affairs, and he released information dealing with other countries too, in the Middle East and wherever.
Even Russia.
Yeah, that's right. So I just think it's a wonder that it's gotten on this far. But once again, empires especially can't stand the sight of the truth. And I, in my own mind, have been trying to sort it out because there's pros and cons on who benefits or who's going to be motivated most to punish Assange. It, will it be the Democrats or the Republicans? And it's probably on the one hand this, on the other hand this other, because, you know, the Republicans and Democrats are both interested in power. But it certainly didn't start with Trump. It started with the last administration.
Yeah, and as we, as you pointed out when we were discussing the show beforehand, this goes into a lot of politics as much as anything. And on the one hand, what WikiLeaks did infuriated all the people who wanted Hillary to win. They published material demonstrating that Hillary's campaign, if not Hillary herself, was involved in election fraud. They, by hook or crook, wanted to get Bernie Sanders out of there. They cheated him out of his election. They cheated him out of his delegates. You know a little bit about that. But here they're caught red-handed, and that's what infuriated them. Giuliani said on the show, when this stuff started coming out, it was as much as a surprise to Trump as to anyone. He said, I was there with Trump at the time. He couldn't believe it. And he also made a very interesting point that the Clinton campaign never denied any of the stuff that came out about their dealings.
But then it sort of shifted because all of a sudden the media didn't talk a whole lot about Hillary, and all of a sudden it was Trump and his gang up there that did all the colluding with the Russians, and therefore under public relations people backed off, and I think it could have made Trump back off a little bit because it would look like, well, if I'm too friendly to him, then they'll say, see, he was colluding with him and he was just supporting Trump and Trump won the election, the Russians did it, and yet you've already stated that there was probably a lot more activity going on between the Hillary campaign than with the Trump campaign. Because I think most people, if they were honest, would recognize what we know about what the Russians were doing on these Facebook interviews. That was pretty superficial. And I think that people would realize that there's a lot more shenanigans going on with Hillary's campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we're not covering it today. Maybe we will in the future. But the big thing, I don't know if you were following this over the holidays, Dr. Paul, but one of the big companies actually wrote the Senate intelligence report about Russian meddling. It turns out this company that wrote the report on the Russians meddling were actually meddling in Judge Roy Moore's campaign in Alabama, making it look like Russians were meddling. So the guys that are accusing the Russians of meddling are actually pretending to be Russians meddling in our elections. So it's pretty amazing. But, you know, that's really an amazing shift because it was really all about Hillary's campaign. And then all of a sudden it became all about the Russians. And of course, the news media sympathetic to Hillary and virulently anti-Trump for no good reason other than they hate Trump. Switch gears completely, and it's all about the Russians.
You know, there have been hints that something would be changing here in the last month or two. In the beginning of December, there was a report out at that the Ecuadorian government said, release them, we're going to let them go, and we're going to tell the British, and the British has sort of promised that they won't touch them and they won't allow anybody else to indict them. But, you know, even if they were sincere, how could anybody believe that? Because I think most people realize that we carry a lot of weight. We carry a lot of bombs and we carry around a lot of money. So even that promise. So really, the answer isn't found there. It has to be found in more Giulianis. Believe it or not, we need more Giulianis in the administration right now that will speak. I am just hoping that Giuliani colluded with our president.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that collusion. And Trump said, well, there's no reason why we can't do this. We haven't been involved, and if they want to find out all the details, you know, about it, they'll find out what Hillary was involved. But that's, I think, going to be very interesting and find out what really happened.
Yeah, and that was this December 6th is when the announcement from the current Ecuadorian president, who was really elected as he was an ally close with the previous president, who was a leftist president, who initially gave Assange the asylum. He was elected to be a carbon copy, and he did a flip on a lot of things, particularly Assange, and he wants him out of there. But he gave an offer on the 6th. He said, Assange can leave if he wants. The UK has given us guarantees that he won't be extradited to a country where he could face the death penalty. And rightly, WikiLeaks and Assange rejected that because that had loopholes you could drive a truck through. Because, for one thing, what if there was a deal made, the UK and the US, okay, We're not going to put him up for the death penalty, but we'll give him a Bradley Manning solitary confinement for the rest of his life and all these other things, in some ways maybe even worse than the death penalty. So that was really rightly rejected by them.
I think most of what we've heard about Assange in the last 6 years has been political. I think this is the first time where somebody in the administration close to the president has come up with a sincere effort to talk about justice, because he talked about the right things, the First Amendment.
Yeah.
You know, in publications, which everybody pretends they believe in. I mean, nobody would say, no, we don't. We believe in the First Amendment. We believe in publication, except when they're publishing things we don't like, which is very characteristic of, the more authoritarian a society is. But all governments are authoritarian. All governments get annoyed. Empires especially are very annoyed with truth tellers. But I guess I'm always hopeful that things will go in a different direction. So that's why I found this interview with Giuliani yesterday very interesting, and still hoping that the momentum can be built. It'll be interesting to see what other people write about today. But my guess is that mainstream media is not going to say right on Giuliani because we love justice and we want you to protect our newspapers. But I think that we have a statement. The New York Times says this is very similar.
Yeah. And, Adam Dick, the senior fellow at the Ron Paul Institute, he had a piece out over the weekend, or actually right after Giuliani spoke, we put it up. And he points out that Giuliani's reasoning in this whole thing is similar to the New York Times Deputy General Counsel David McGraw, who pointed out, this is what McGraw said recently, he argued before the court, Assange is in a sort of classic publisher's position. And he said, if the law would have a hard time drawing a distinction between the New York Times and WikiLeaks. So really what it means is if WikiLeaks is prosecuted, if Assange is prosecuted for WikiLeaks publishing information the government doesn't want you to know, the New York Times, Washington Post, other papers...
They've already done it?
They do it every day. They do it every single day.
Yeah. The other thing is if when they were talking about releasing him, Ecuadorians were releasing him, the British said, yes, this is okay, but they had another caveat, and that was, well, he broke the rules on bail, high in bail. He didn't arrive at the right place where he was supposed to. He didn't report. So we couldn't let him go without at least 6 months in jail. I thought, Where are these people, and they're talking about. But, the health thing, I think, is a big concern, and maybe it's very sincere or is used as an excuse. But one thing going in our favor, and maybe has been part of what's happening the last couple of months, is we didn't have to guess where Jeff Sessions was on this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, he was militant.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Assange was Hitler,
yeah.
And we have to get rid of him as soon as possible. But Sessions is out of there, and maybe they have a better setup now, and they can help Assange at least move in that right direction.
Hopefully, however, there's a guy called Pompeo in there.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
You mentioned Hitler. Literally, in 2017, he gave a speech comparing Assange to Hitler. He said if WikiLeaks was around in the 30s and 40s, they would have been on the wrong side of history, which is disgusting. He also accused Assange of making common cause with dictators, and he said Assange is the darling of terrorists. So this is our Secretary of State who's called for, the death penalty for Assange. So you got to deal with Pompeo. The guy is really bad news. But as you say, hopefully Giuliani has Trump's ear on this and Trump can tell Pompeo to stuff it.
I look at polling, not because I think we should be directed by polling, but to find out what our challenges are. So I looked up and there was a poll about a month ago by Rasmussen, and 46% thought he should be prosecuted, which, and 30-some didn't know what to do. But I thought, well, it was Rasmussen, and they were a little bit more fair and balanced. But then I went to one of the major liberal TV stations, and it was like 98% said, they're the progressives, the liberal Democrats, and they all wanted them more so, because maybe they're convinced, that this will punish Trump. I mean, they're so driven by this hate Trump no matter what. Civil liberties are irrelevant, and this is a shame.
Talk about selling your soul, which is what they've done. But if I can shut us down a little bit, I would just thank our viewers and listeners and readers from the Ron Paul Institute, which is the Liberty Report is part of, for your year-end donations in December. They really help keep us going. Dr. Paul, I got a call from a supporter in Denmark over the weekend, and we were talking a little bit. He sent us a little bit of help, and I said, you know, I can assure you that the money you send is not being wasted. He says, I know, I can hear the rain every time you do a show when it's raining. So he felt comfortable.
Like this morning,
like
maybe.
Like this morning. So thank you very much for keeping us going. I hope you'll stick with us in the new year.
Very good. And I, too, want to thank our viewers and our supporters so much they have done for us in these past several years. Of course, we're looking forward to a new year. I was glad we could have a report today that has a little bit of optimism there. We want to encourage that because we find that in this instance, Giuliani is on the right side, and let's just hope he has influence, you know, with the president. They move in that direction. They have the authority. This could be over in a day. You know, all the president would have to do is just remove all this from any prosecution and take it away, and he should be released. But I think we'll continue to do what we do, is try to present the case for no prosecution of Assange and move in the direction of civil liberties and the belief in the First Amendment and the belief that publishers have the right to publish. Because, you know, in a way, you know, we're publishers too. And we've already been challenged in some degree, but it could be much worse, where once the assumption is made that the government is there to protect their interests and that publishing the truth is the enemy of the state, then everybody gets closed down. So we certainly don't want that to happen. And we're thankful that we can still broadcast and talk about these issues on this program. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.